Let us again start from the Gemara Amar Lacha. A little bit before. Rav Amar, that's three lines when the lines start getting wide towards the end of the line. We want to know Pshat in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that it's Noyeg Bechulin V'loy B'Mekdoshin. What is the case of Mekdoshin? Is Rav Omar B'Magdish Peirish Shoivchoy U'mordu. They're speaking about that he was Magdish. Peirish Shoivchoy means the Bnei Yoine that grew in his Shoivach. So when he was Magdish it, they were his, so he could be Magdish it. U'mordu, and then they ran away. And when they ran away, so now they're not Mezumin anymore. And now he passed by and he found these Peirish Shoivchoy who grew up already in their Eim Revetzes Alabonim. So now, theoretically, there would be a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. No, there's no mitzvah because of Mukdoshim. There's a Ptur of Mukdoshim. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel said, in the case of Rav is a case of Kedushas Mizbeach, he was Magdish Bnei Yoine the Mizbeach for Anoilas Nedove. Shmuel Amar B'Magdish Tarnegulosoi Lebedek Habayit. Shmuel said, that's true, it could be speaking about Kedushas Mizbeach. There's also speaking about Kedushas Bedek Habayit, that he was Magdish to Tarnegulos. And it'll also be the same then, and then it was Mordo, and then he found it. It's not Mezumin, and the whole Ptur is Al's Hegdish. Is Bishloi Meshmuel Leoma Kera. Shmuel did not want to say Rav's Akinta only, the Kamukilo Bekotche Bedekabayas. He wants to say, Rashi's girls afilu bekotshe bedek abayis. That means Rav Akimte is a muskim dika akimte. But Shmuel wants to say that afilu bekotshe bedek abayis, we can also say, pshat in the Mishnah, speaking about kotshe bedek abayis. El Rav maitayme loy omar kishmuel. Why doesn't Rav want to say, speaking about kotshe bedek abayis also? Omar lecha Rav. So Rav said, Davke kapotri mishiluach. The only case where there be a ptur of shiluach hakein is kegoin peirish shofchoy. The kotshim mizbeach ninu, that they were kotshim mizbeach, was chalan dem akdushas aguf. The kivin, the kotshim kdushas aguf, since they have a kdushas aguf, so even though they ran away, and there's no shlitas bailim on them. And we mentioned yesterday, perhaps we can say it's avudah mimenu mikol odom, which usually is mafkiya bailis. But by kedushas aguf, this is not applicable. That means kedushas aguf lepoka kedushasayu minay. A kedushas aguf is not nifke; it's still kodesh. It's not totally in the gidrei of moment. By moment, there's such a concept that avuda mimenu mikol odom, it becomes nifka the bailis. But by kedushas aguf, so even though it's avuda mimenu mikol odom, but the kedushas aguf that was chalal the bnei yoina remains. Avol b'magdish tarnegulosei lebedek habayis. The person will be magdish the tarnegulos lebedek habayis. So the whole kedusha that the Tanagelis possesses is because belongs to Bedek Habayis. Kedusha's domim is a kedusha that originates through its momen gavoya. The lav kochi mizbeach, kedusha's Bedek Habayis is not kochi mizbeach. The kedusha's domim ba'almu, it's only a kedusha's domim. The only kedusha it possesses is because it's mamein gavoya, it's mamein of the gizmo. Even the morda poka kedusha sayu. So since the whole kedusha originates and is based on the bailus of the gizmo, so just like avuda mimenu mikolodom is mafkia bailus of a hedyet, so it's mafkia the bailus of the gizmo also. So if the bailus of bedek habayis becomes nifka, so it's not kaddish anymore. So the oif is not kaddish, so there's no reason why this should not be a chiyuv of shiluach hakein. The chayeves bishiluach. So that is why Rav said the Mishnah that is speaking about mukdoshim, and the only way mukdoshim can be speaking about that a person was first magdishit when it was Bershusay, and then it was Moldo. So this can only work by Kedushas Mizbeach, that the Moldo, which creates a matzev of Avude Mimeno Mikolodom, which is Mavkiya, Bailas Momen, cannot be Mavkiya, the Kedushas Agu. So by Kedushas Mizbeach, the Moldo will not be Mavkiya, the Kedushas, full Kodesh. So there I have a drash, that there's no mitzvah of shiluach hakein by mukdoshim, but by kochei bedek habayis, which since the whole kedusha is based only through the bailus of gavoya, so memele, if it was moldo, it's nifka the bailus of gavoya, so it's not kodesh anymore. So there would be a mitzvah of shiluach hakein. Ushmul omar. And Shmuel said, "Kol heicha de isei bebegaze de rachmona isei." Shmuel said, "No, that even though there is a concept of avuda mimenu umikol odom that is mafkia bailus, that's afkis avuda mimenu. It's not in his rishus anymore. It's out of his rishus. But by gavoya, the rishus gavoya, there's no such concept of out of the rishus of gavoya." The kol heichad yisa bebegaze the rachmona, he said, it's always in the oitzer of gavoya. Tersiv l'ashem ha'oretz amloy. So there is no avuda mimeno, it's in the backyard of gavoya. L'ashem ha'oretz amloy. V'chein oma Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan also said, like Shmuel, that the Mishnah can also be speaking about b'magdish tarnegulosoi lebedek habayis amoldo. That the Mishnah could also be speaking about kedushas bedek habayis, and even though it's moldo, the kedusha remains. It's not nifka mershus gavoya. Omar le Rab Shimon ben Lokish. So when Rab Yochanan said that it's speaking about kedushas domim, so Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, "Bekiven shamoldo pokale kedushaso." The kedusha became nifka, so it's not kodesh anymore. Omaleis Rabbi Yochanan answered Reish Lakish, "The begaze the rachmona ise." No, it's not avuda mimenu. It's still in the rishus of gavoya. Tersiv l'ashem haoretz umloya. So this is, so we have here Machlekes Rav Shmuel, the Baal Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If Mordo will be Mafkia, the Kedushas Domim of Bedek Habayis, Rav and Reish Lakish Elder would be Mafkia, just like it's Mafkia, the Bailus of a Hedyet, and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan knows it is not Mafkia. Let us again just see Rashi. Rav Oma letrutzi lemasnisim b'magdish peiri shayfchoi goizloish shayfchoi lemizbeach lo'ilos nedova. It is speaking about he was magdish the b'nei yoine v'acha kach kshegodlu oisan peiris mordu v'yotzu v'kananu b'mokim acha. So memela now they're not mizumen anymore. Dimikor ki gagdishinu didei havu v'chal hegdish alayu. Vahashta de motzon la mezuminu. Now it's not mezumin. Vihavechulin havi mechayiv. And that's why I said, but since, because it's not mezumin, but since it's kochim, there's a ptur of mekdoshim. Vahay de nokat peiris loy omar makdish shoifchay atzmai. It's a peiris shoifchay, that means the young guys lois. So they have to be very young. So if they would have been not b'nei yayin anymore, so the kedushas mizbeach would not be chal. The rav le'omel emilse ella b'kotshe mizbeach. That is rav. In Shmuel says the kamukim le'afilu b'kotshe bedek abayis. Shmuel says that it's speaking about kotshe bedek habayis. Va'ashmeino revuse, in Shmuel is telling us a chiddush. Now, before we go further, so if you would ask me what the chiddush of Shmuel is, so l'chayre, the chiddush of Shmuel is that even though it's kedush afilu v'kotshe bedek habayis, that even though it's kedushas domim, but Mo does not mafki the Kedusha. That is the Chiddush of Shmuel, and he holds the concept of Kalaycha de Isa, Begaze de Rachmone Isa. That's Lachayre, the Chiddush of Shmuel. And Be'emesin, that's what the Ritva says. When the Ritva explains the Chiddush, that's the Chiddush of Shmuel. That would seem the Mashmois of the Gemara. Now Rashi says, Vashmina Revusa, the Aval gav the Kedushas Domim Ba'almo, even though it's only Kedushas Domim, Potter Milashaleich, your Potter Milashaleich, Kedamorim Taima Shatamatsuva Labio Lidegizbo, but Kedushas Domim is also Ptul Lishaleich. So Rashi is very unclear over here. Rashi seems to be telling us a new Chiddush in Shmuel, that even though it's only Kedushas Domim, but there's a Ptur, because that's the Drash. Shaleich Tishalach, the only mitzvah Shiluach is, if you can't send it away, here, there's a mitzvah to give it to the Gizborbs. Rashi seems to say a new Chiddush in Shmuel, which perhaps, Be'ezer Hashem, after we go back to Toisvis and Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, perhaps we'll be able to say Pshat and Rashi. But Al Kaponim, Lo'ira Bosi, Lo'ira Rashi should have said Poshim. Lo'i Poke Kedusha Sayu, Bimridosom, Lo'yotsom Mikoyach Hegdish. That's by Kedusha's Mizbeach Avholz. Poke Kedusha Sayu. The Kedusha becomes Nifka by Kedusha's Bedek Abayis, and Mechaibi Bishiluach. Lashem Ho'oretz, in Shmuel says, that it's not poki kedushas ay einam abudim, they're not lost. Shebechol mokim shem shaleg de shem, they find themselves b'shus hekdush. Fine. Let us go further in the Gemara. So b'kitza, Rabbi Yochanan holds that afilu by kedushas bedek habayis, we say the concept of lashem haoretz emloya, and therefore it's Loi poka kedusha sayu, and Reish Lakish asked on Rabbi Yochanan, kimin shamoda poka lo kedusha sa, and lachayre, Reish Lakish holds like rap. Frakte gemore, veromi de Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan, veromi de Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish ad Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So Mor says, I have a stir in Rabbi Yochanan and I have a stir in Reish Lakish. The Itma, we learned, Monezeh Lebedek Habayis. A person said, is Magdish Amone Lebedek Habayis. Vinignevu Oinevdu. And it got stolen or it got lost. Rabbi Yochanan Oma Chayev Bachiyuso Ad Sheyavoyu Lidei Gizbo Yichayev Bachayis Ad Sheyavoyu Lidei Gizbo. So that means a person was Magdish Amone Lebedek Habayis. And it got stolen. Rabbi Yochanan says, so what happens? We go over to this Magdish. We tell him, you have to give another money. Lebede Kabayis. It's stolen. Where's the money? So Lecheira, what is the kasha? I mean, what does the Gizba want? It's in Rishus Kavoya. What do you want? It's Lashem Oretz Amloya. What do you want from me? So Lecheira, that's the kasha of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan, he says, he's Chai Bachiyusam. Rish Lakish Omar Kolheikh de Isa Bepe Gaza the Rahman Isa. And all of a sudden Rish Lakish Taka says this Naina. Dirsi Lashem Haoretz Amloya. It says Lashem Haoretz Amloya. So it's Bershus Gavoya. It's Bershus Gavoya. So we have here Akasha Astira and Rabbi Yochanan. We have here Astira and Rish Lakish. Now, before we go a little further, I'd like to mention a very chashuv ha'oreis on chidushim ubiurim. Yes, let's say this kasha and Reish Lakish. We have a kasha and Reish Lakish. Ooh. You say he's not chay v'chayis. It's begazah the Rachman. It's what he meant for me. It's begazah the Rachman. So still, Reish Lakish said that the Poker Kedusha Sayu, he said, you don't say Begaza the Rahman. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. The whole concept of does Hegdish have a Bailas, does Hegdish doesn't have a Bailas, it's Dafke by Mordo, Abude Mimeno Mikol Odo. So then this Ashaila is the Abude Mimeno is Mafkiya Bailas. Do we say Lashem Oretz Amloya? Don't we say Lashem Oretz Amloya? Fine. That was the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And Toisvis says, we learned yesterday the Toisvis by Avuda Mimeno Mikoloda, Moldo is a Philip by a Hedyet. If it's Moldo, it's anyone who wants to be Zeichen it. It's Bailas. So, Avuda Mimeno Mikoloda is Machki. Your Bailas, the Shaila is, is it Mavkiya the Bailas from Hegdish also, or is Hegdish better because Al Tzashem Oretz Amloya? No, Reish Lakish doesn't hold double. But by Gneiva Vaveda, it's not called Avuda Mimenu. I mean, if someone loses, like Taisa said, Atanagoyla Shemolda, a person passes by in the street, he sees the Atanagoylas, he takes it for himself, because it's Avuda Mimenu makes it ois, it's mafkiya bailas, it's ois bailas. If someone lost a tarnagoylas, and you see it, you return it. Mitzvah Zashabas Aveda. Gneiva Aveda is zichenat of course bailas. It's still called Bershus HaBaila. Frekt, the Chedushim Baburim Amir de Kekasha, so he asks, what are you chapping with Reish Lakish? What are you chapping with Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish does not hold of the concept of Lashem Oretz Amloya to take away Avuda Mimenu Mikol Odom. Fine. But here we're not talking about Avuda Mimenu Mikol Odom. We're not talking about Mord over here. We're speaking about a person who was Magdish Amone. And it's lost. So if it's lost, so it's still Bershus Gavoya, so Reish Lakish is very understandable. Forget Rabbi Yochanan is Pilei Ploy. I mean, you don't test Rabbi Yochanan Lushitosai. This is not more the Kekasha, but let's just remain with the Kasha. Al Kaponim, we have here a Kasha. And Al Kaponim, but how does the flow of the Kasha go? That means, if you hold Lashem Oretz Amloya, so, what do you want for my life? It's why am I chayv b'chayis? It's here. It's Bershus Gavoya. I should pinpoint, which street it's on. I mean, it's by the Rabbeinu Shloilem. So finished. I mean, so why is he chayv b'chayis? So that was the Gemara's kasha on Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish doesn't hold of the concept of Lashem Ha'otzim Lai. So the Gemara says like this, the Reish Lakish ad the Reish Lakish Lai Kashe, ha mekamei deshamei merab Yechner Rabbe, ha lebosar deshamei merab Yechner Rabbe. So Mar says, well, Reish Lakish was not chaylik on Rabbi Yechner. Reish Lakish is the Kashe to Rabbi Yechner. Why don't you say, Poker Kedusha Sayu? That was Reish Lakish's Kashe. So Rabbi Yochanan answered him, Lashem Ha'otzim Lai. No, he answered him a good teretz. It doesn't say that Reish Lakish disagreed with him. So forget, now Reish Lakish is from Rabbi Yochanan's Hasidim. The Zich is such a concept, Lashem Ha'otzim Lai. It's called Bushus Hagizbor. And it's so, some Mela Reish Lakish is very good. There's no Chiyah B'chayis. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Kash. Rabbi Yochanan is schwer. Rabbi Yochanan is very schwer. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan, nami loy kash. Ho da oma olai, ho da oma hareizu. So let us see Rashi, till now to understand the Teretz. Let's see Rashi. Ho mikami dishamim Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi, have him like, before he heard from Rabbi Yochanan, he held Kivin the Molda, Pokalok Kedushosos. He held that the Kedush is Nivka. Ubosa de Shami me Rabbi Yochanan, the Torah Slay Lashem Oretzim Loye, Kiblo Mimeno, Umishim Hochi, Potter be Magdish Ba'ova, that's why he's Potter, because, what's the problem? It's still by the Gizbo. And Rabbi Yochanan, Ho da Oma Hore Olai Lahavioi, Now, we learned like this. It said, Mone ze lebedek habayis. He said, this mone should be lebedek habayis. So the Gemara says, that is true. But before that, he said, olai. He said, arei olai lahovimon. He first made a ned arei olai lahovimon. And he was mafrish the money, nignavu v'avdu, it got lost. Is af al gav the beigaze the rachmonahu loitiyem nidroi. So what is Rashi saying? So lochere Rashi is saying as follows. That means when the person says harei olai, he's obligating himself. And the obligation means that I'm going to make sure that the gizbah is going to get it. That's pshat in the obligation. So that means, yeah, in lomdus, it's by the gizbah, and it's about the gizbah has nothing out of this mother. I mean, there's a mother, whatever. There's a tzairich for bedek habayis. They have the hegdishes to fix something or something else. They'll hire a worker. So a list for money. He needs money to get paid. He won't get a worker with this money. This money is Hashem Oretz some lawyer. You go find it. It's some emailer. So the Gemara means to say l'cheira that is pshat and Rashi. Pshat and Rashi is that Harei olai is a new mechayev. A lie means it's not sufficient that it's bershus gavoya. I have to make sure that it's going to get to the gizbal. The lie is a new obligation. That's what Rashi is saying is over here. Harei olai lehavioi. I have to bring it. That's pshat. Ushefrisha. Some of the acha kach nignavu ve'avdu avgav debeiras begazer rachmanu loy kayim nidroi. So Rashi said the word olai means I'm obligated to bring it to the gizbo. So there's a new obligation. Some meila. So if it got lost, some meila. So now we come to the neider. We tell him Rabbi, what's with your neider? You said you're going to bring it. You didn't bring it. Hashem bought some lie. It's beautiful, but the obligation of a lie is to bring it. You didn't bring it. Fine. Now, Michlal, the Rav Shimon ben Lakish, afal gav the oma alai, loy mechaye. So then, oh, she just said it's speaking about, Rav Yechonah speaking said alai. And alai means, we just said I'm a chuyiv to bring it. So what sham Reish Lakish? All of a sudden Reish Lakish, he is kibble me Rav Yechonah, that he was kibble from me Rav Yechonah, that Hashem ha'otzim loya, he said alai. So what sham Reish Lakish? How does Hashem ha'otzim loya help over here? We have an alai. Vasanya, we learned, Vasnan, learned a Mishnah, Eizel neder v'eizel hi nedova. Neder ha'ima ha'rei olai oilo. Nedova, arei zu oilo. Uma bein neder li nedova. Neder meisa oinignava oisha ovdo. Chayev bach yusa. Nedova meisa oinignava oisha ovdo eina chayev bach yusa. Now, so the Gemara is asking a merdik akash. A person said that he made a neder, nus nignavo. Let's talk about nignavo. Ovdo, ovdo nignavo. So a person said, arei olai. He said, arei olai oilo, and it's nignavo. So it says, so he's chayev b'achayusa. He's chayev b'achayus. To bring another kolben. So, Reish Lakish said that, Reish Lakish said, Lashem Oretz Amloyach. I mean, so, why is he chayiv to bring another kolben? It's ofta. Go find it. I mean, but, so, Akolchach, you see, that Harei Olai is a nether that's mechayiv the neider to bring it. No, so what is, why does Reish Lakish say over here? He was talking about, he said, Harei Olai, he said, "Arei olai to bring a monem," and then it got lost. And here Reish Lakish says he's potter. He learned enough in the Mishnah. That's 100% true. And you say, "Arei olai, you mechuyev to bring it." Amar lecha Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish said, "Hani mili kotche mizbeach de mechusar hakrov." So Reish Lakish said, "There's a difference." Between what the arei olai of an oila is mechayiv, or the arei olai, what Bedek Abayis is mechayiv. He says, the arei olai of an oila, so what is the arei olai? You're not donating money, rishus kavoya. You obligated yourself to bring a kol. No, to bring a korban, so it's nevda, it's good, it's in the middle of Hong Kong, Lashem Haaretz Amloya, but, there's no hakrov over here, there's no, you obligated yourself to bring a korban, it's mechusar hakrov. So there the alai is mechayiv the noida, if it got lost, you have to bring a different korban, shuldik. Cause that is the alai of a korban. Masha'in came, the alai of Kedusha's Domim, so all I have to do is bring it to Rishus Gavoya. That's what I have to do. You have to give it, bring it into the office of the Gizbo. You have to give it to Rishus Gavoya. Rishus Gavoya. Kolechet de Isa, Begasa, de Rachmona Isa. So the Harei alai of Bedek Abayis, it's not a machayev to bring it to the office of the gizbo. The arei olai lahavi oila is a machayev to bring it into the Beis Hamikdash. So there's two different alais. Let us see Rashi. Nedahayim arei olai oila. V'acha kachifrish behime. V'oma arei zu l'nedori. In Mesoch, Adach Yusof. Hoyel umikora alkevo akaspe. That means, Arei Olai, it means, Olav al Tzavori. He said, I'm responsible for it. He took it on his shoulders to make sure it's going to be brought. So the Gemara says, the Mechser HaKrov. The Gemara says, so Reish Lakish holds, that Reish Lakish holds that by a korban, it's the Da'arei Olai is a machayev to bring it. The Chiyoma Olai Hochi Kama. Olai Lavioi Lazorem. Lavai Lavioi Lazorem. Let's stop over here a minute. This is Amir de Karashi. We have to appreciate this Amir de Karashi. Rashi says that when a person says Arei Olai Lahavi Korban, what is the obligation of Olai? Hovi to bring it into the Azorim. That's what I can do. I can't do more. I'm not a Kohen. I can't make a Krove. So my obligation ends when I bring it into the Azorim. What will be? Let's talk Zamran Lamaisa. I bring it into the Azorim, and then I give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen will be Mefagel. I was Mekayim my Neder. The Arei Olai is only a Mechayiv to bring it into the Azorim, not more than that. Samir the Kemishna Lamelech in Kevega and Daf. Of Beis Amid Beis, it says into a Mishnah Melech, which assumes for a double poshet, it's not like that. The Mishnah Melech says, Yudal Muchas Maisa Kabonis Halacha Hei, says clearly that when the person says, Arei Olai Lahobi Kobim, that he has to make sure there was a Krova also. There wasn't a proper Krova, he's not saying, Anias Nafshi Hitzalte. You said you're gonna bring a kolben, you have to make sure it wasn't nikra properly. Kolas vachim shenizbachu shalolish mong shem shlolo labaylam l'shem chayva. Poshet means that if he made a neder, he has to bring another kolben. That's l'chayra, the pashtus of the Mishnah Melech says. Al kaponim, we have to appreciate, this is a mechudish de karashi, the kevegan daf chobeis amad beis brings a rashi in Me'ila. Rabbi Yosef bin Zarashim, Milamir de Karashi. Okay. Al Kaponim, let's go back to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish differentiated between the Harei Olai, of a Korban. So there the Olai obligates him to bring it to the Azorah. There he came piyotze that it's Lashem Oretz Amloi. Avol Bedek Abayis Gmorei Bafroshosai. If I said I'm going to donate a money to Bedek Abayis, as soon as I'm mafresh a money, finished. So I did my obligation. I was yotze ready. Ve'im mishum deloi heviyoi liyad gizbo. He didn't bring it to the gizbo. Hakel gizbo remain. The Lashem ha'oretz amloye. So l'chayre Rashi means to say, that means the gizbo has only one address. The when you look up in the phone book with the gizbo is from Bedek Abayis, there's a lot of offices. Hakel gizbo remain. Lashem ha'oretz amloye. So I had a stickle problem. Rashi is, and Rashi made it so simple that according to Reish Lakish, by Kedushas Bedek Abayis, Hakol Gizborimim, so I mean, no problem. You don't have to deliver it to a certain address. It's finished. I was Yaitse Maichiv. I feel like it's Arei Olai. So I had a stickle problem. According to Reish Lakish, We had, the Baraisa said that by Shiluach HaKein, by Mugdoshim Yapotah. Why? Because you can't be Mishaleichet, because you have to, Shiata Metzuba L'Shalchai, Elo Levi L'Dei Gizbo. You have to give it to the Gizbo. What's the problem? I'll be Mishaleich. It's going to go to the Gizbo. Hakel Gizbore, man. What's wrong being me, my Shalaya? If you'll tell me there's a Gizbore with an address and it has to go to that Gizbore, Gevaldik, so you can't send it away. It has to go to the Gizbore. But Rashi just said it was Nevto and Dos. No problem, Ami. It's by the Gizbore already. Who's the Gizbore? Where's the Gizbore? Don't be personal. It's not my business, but Lashem Moritzim Loya, Hakel Gizbore, everything is good, so. So why isn't there a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein? I'll send it to the Gizbah. We'll go to the Gizbah. I don't understand. Okay. Fine. So now, where are we up to now? We're up to now. We have here that Tzai Rab Yochanan, Tzai Rish Lakish hold as follows. The concept of Lashem Horatzim Loya is a double muskim by both of them. Both of them agree that by Kedushas Beda Kabayis, the world is no concept of Moldo, there's no concept of the enemy called Odom. That's less mandapolim. But the whole machlikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, is that by Kochi Bedek Habayis, and a person said, Harei Olai, what is this Olai obligate? How much is this Olai obligate the Noido? There's Olai now. So Rabbi Yochanan said, he said Olai, Lahaviyoi. Olai means I have to make sure that the Gizbol will have a use from it, have a use out of it. So selfnit Lashem Horatzim Loya. Here the lie is a greater obligation. They have to make sure that the Gizbe gets hold of it. And Rish Lakish says, no, it's no problem. As long as I mafresh it, it's already by the Gizbe, whether it got lost. It's no problem. There's no new obligation to bring it to a specific Gizbe, Lashem Horatzim Loya. That's Lachayre. Where we're up to now. Fragt der Gemara weiter. Was na? I learned a Mishnah in Erchen that says as follows. Ha'oimer shoyr ze oilo, which is Kedushas Mizbeach. Bayis ze korban, we'll see, which is Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, Rashi will bring down a posik. Kedushas Bedek HaBayis is also called a korban. I'm Maizekol. Meis Asher, Nafal Habayis, Einei Chayev Bach Yusam. That means he said, Bayis Zu, Shoyer Ze. He said, this should be a Kolben, it's Magdashit, this should be a Noilo. It died, it fell in. This was supposed to be my leaven. I did not obligate myself at all. I said, it's a Noilo, this is, It's Kaddish, it's a finish. It fell in, it got burned, it got destroyed, it was woman from my land. I was Magdish, and that's it. Sheir ze olai oilo. What if he said, Sheir ze olai oilo? Now, he said an olai over here to obligate himself. Now listen what he said. He said, Sheir ze oilo. He said olai also. So here the olai comes, with an obligation. Sher ze olai oilo, bayis ze olai kolben, meis asher, v'nofel abayis, chayim l'shal. No. So what's the kasha? So we see here, this is a kasha on Rish Lakish l'chayim. Here's a kasha on Rish Lakish. We see olai by abayis is also a machayim. I mean, you said you said, by Bedek HaBayis, a lie is not a machayim at all. A lie means, I just have to be mafreshit and thus, but that's it. If it's, as long as I was mafreshit, Hashem Ha'otzim Loya, it's in one of the many offices of Bedek HaBayis, where, what, and when is irrelevant. I completed my obligation. That's what Rish Lakish said. Here it says, Nofal HaBayis, Chayiv L'Shalem. It says, Chayiv L'Shalem. So the Gemara answers, Hani mili heicha de meisa sher v'nofel abayis chayiv l'shalom. The lesson, oh, so kashem l'shlokish. Here, let's be elach. The Mishnah says, nofel abayis, the kash is from bayis ekel. Here we're speaking about nofel abayis. So nofel abayis, so what will you say, Hashem oretz emloya? But there's no bias over here. The bias fell in. There's no bias. Aval heichad isnayu, kol heichad isa bebei gaza derachmon neisa. Dersiv, Hashem haoretz umloya. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, ubayis ekolben. What does that mean? Bayis ekolben, lebedek habayis. Shafhein nikroim kolben. You magdish something to bedek habayis, that's called a kolben. Kinyin shenema v'nikrav es kolben Hashem. Ish Hashem motzak lizov, kedushas domim heim. This is called a kolben, and it's a kedushas domim. Shel ze olai oilo. Afagav da omar ze, given the koma olai, olai la via koma. So the olai is a new obligation. V'chein b'bayis lebedek habayis, l'moichoy l'hovi domov liyad gizbo. Now, this is v'chlala problem, that the Chiddush in Bulim says, what's pshat? How is he capable of selling it? If a person said, the bias who are like homes, who is magnish the bias, so how can he bechlal sell it? The gizba can sell it. He says, Rashi in Erchin says that he has to be meisa the bias to the gizba, that the gizba can sell it. How you meisa the bayis to gizbo, mustame, I don't know. You give him the keys. I don't know how you give him the lease. I don't know even though it's already, you have to make it capable for the gizbo to sell. Abol heiched de isnayu kegoin mois shavdu vegaze de rachmon isnayu vimaitzion aganev humol bol v'shalmei lehegdish. So let us just try to understand what the Gemara said now. The Gemara said that according to Rish Lakish, the alai obligates him if it's less nayu. I mean, if it's less nayu, so then the alai obligates him. I mean, I said, by yisah alai kolm. So if it fell in, so I'm obligated to give a new house. That's the lie. But if it's isnayu, no obligation. So the Chiddushin Boom asks Amir de Kekasha, he asks, now, let's get down to brass tacks. What was the obligation of a lie? If you'll say the obligation is, I want that the gizbo should be able to use it. The house fell in, he can't use it. I mean, if that's your intent, if you really mean that's what you want, so if the money got lost, it's also he can't use it. I mean, what? How do we split the hair over here? We say a lie is a new obligation. But the obligation is only if it's not here. Then the gizbo can't use it. So then all of a sudden we're worrying about the gizbo. The gizbo can't use it, and so that means I have to build a new house, be magdish a new house, because the gizbo can't use it. And if it got lost, if the money got lost, the gizbo can't use it. No, it's here. I mean, what's the chilek? Mordeke kasha. So he says, he wants to say a very interesting teretz. He says as follows. Bayis ze olai, we have to learn the Gemara. What did he say? Bayis Olaikom. He has a house in front of him. He said, Bayis Olaikom. Now, if he would have not said the word Olai, he said, Bayis Olaikom. So, it became, it belongs to Bedek Abayis already. What is he saying the Olai for? What is he saying the Olai for? The Olai is, it's Hegdish already. So Al-Kochoch, the Olai, is a new obligation. It's a new obligation. It's a Kolben already, but I'm obligating myself a little more. So we say, this is what Rish Lakish says, this new obligation was only an obligation if it's less Nayu. I don't say he obligated himself for everything. That means Batsim the Bayis says it's finished already. It's Hegdish already. It's. But he said on Olai after the Bayis there. Bayis there Olai called. So this is an obligation. Afilu, I have a house that is now Hegdish. I'm still obligating myself. So the Gemara split there. So the Gemara said, you know what? The obligation is, if it's not around anymore, then I'll make sure that that was the obligation. That was the new obligation of Olai, since he said Zeh. Bayis Zeh Olaikov, and he said Bayis Zeh. So here there was a new obligation that if it got burnt, if it fell in, so then he's chayv to shtel to a new house. That's a new obligation. But if he would say, Mon is there a lie? So if it got destroyed, you'll also have this obligation. But if it just got lost, I don't say he obligated himself. That means I hear a new obligation, but tvasta merubalei tvasta, I say, Rab Shlokish said, we can whittle down the obligation. Of course, there was a new obligation. We say the obligation is if it gets destroyed. But if it's around, but it's lost, he didn't obligate himself so much. But Katsu, he says, he said, what'll be if he said, ha-rei olai mone? Then he was mafresh mone, and the mone got destroyed. So he said, then, I feel according to Rish Lakish, shall be potter. The only mokim I say that according to Rish Lakish, shechai, because he said, after he said, by yizeh, he said, a lie. So here I see a new obligation. After became Hagdish, but Harei Olai LaHagdish Mone, Harei Olai LaHagdish Bayis, so all he said the lie was to be Magdish, it'll be Magdish and it's finished, it's irrelevant, it'll burn, it'll get fall down. This case of Bayis Zeh Olai is unique. He was Magdish at already and he still said Olai, so the lie is a new Machayev. We say, according to Rish Lakish, the Machayev is only if it's not Ba'olam, but if it's Ba'olam and the Gizbar has to look for it, there's no, he didn't obligate himself. Now, so the Gemara says, let's see Taisvis, the second Taisvis, Dafke Meis V'Nofel D'Les Nayu. Lav Dafke Dokat Meis, Tosher Afilo Nigdo V'Nemet Navi Chayim Bach Yusef. According to Rish Lakish, the Gemara said by Kedushas Mizbeach, the Olai is zicher a mechayev to bring to the Azor al Koponim to be makrib. So that's the din by Nigna v'Nevad by a Kolben. You also have to bring a new Kolben. So lav daf kemeis. The Asher afilu Nigna v'Nevad nami chabuch Yusu shekachem Mizbeach. Lav Yerichenin nafal nami lav dafka. According to Rabbi Yechus, Rabbi Yerichenin holds. The lie is mechayev afilu by nigna v'neva. Now let us see Taisvis on Kufla Metchesem at Beis. Yotzei Zeh Sheinat Metzuv L'Shalchei Leviyei Liyad Gizbo. Now we had mentioned the Gemara is very unclear. The Gemara says there's no mitzvah of shiluach because it's a shalach to shalach. Here, you can't, there's no mitzvah of shiluach, ela lavi liyad gizbo. So what's the drash? Where do I see that? Well, where do I see he can't make shiluach? So this is a Taisus brings down a Rashi, which the Mashal brings down the Girsa that Taisus had in a Rashi. We don't have it in a Rashi. Perish HaKuntas, the time of Mishum, Le'omra Toire Shalach Le'takola. The Makoyer, that you can't be Mishalayach it, is because it's Shalach Le'takola. Because if you'll send a Korban, so you're making a Takola. Bekoshe Chode Delishna Le'mashmahochi. The Loshen doesn't say, Shatam Etzuba L'shach El-Avi'li De Gizbor. The Gemara says you have to bring it to the Gizbor, not that by sending it away there's a Takolim. Ika Chos Min HaSeif, the Gemara feels nice. El-Avi'li De Gizbor. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, Vay Damasik Mukilo B'loy Nigmar Dinoy, that the case of oif toyer shorges and nefesh, there's also a mitzvah shiluach. It's talking about beloy nigmar dine, vimkein ein bei takola, so there's no takola. So Taisvish shlugs up Rashi. Agavurcha, I'd like to say over the Chsam Sefer. Chsam Sefer said, Pshat in Rashi is as follows. Shalach le takola does not mean over here, through the shiluach, you're making a takola. If you have an oif that's a kolbin, the takola is here already. That means you have an oif that's flying around someplace. Now it's ein rebetzes alabonim. By me sending it away, I'm not making a takola. The takola is here. You have a kolbin that's around, and whoever will take it, and he doesn't see the label that it's a kolbin, it's a takola. It means it's shalach you mechuyev to be mesalik the takola. That means by sending it away, I'm not being mesalik the takola because. So therefore, I have to take it to the gizbar to make sure there won't be a takola. That's pshat in the loshen agamola. Agamola. It's shal not you shouldn't make a takola. You shouldn't make shiluach because there's a chiv on you to be mesalik the takola. How you mesalik the takola? Get it out of circulation. Bring it to the gizbar. The gizbar will be makribit. That's what the Chsam Sefer says. And the second kasha of Taisvis asks by a oiv shahorigas hanefesh. So the Gemara says there's no din shiluach. Kaidim shenig madina. So Taisvis says it's not osa bano. So what kind of takola is there? So the Chsam Sefer says the takola is you have a murderer that's walking around. This oif is a reteach. So fakert is the same shalach lesalek at takola. Not talking about it, that it's before nigmadini. This was oif shahorges hanefesh. So you have here a potential terrorist, a murderer that's walking around in between, that's mingling between people. So shalach, you have to bring it to Bezdin. You can't be mishalayachid and let this murderer continue to mingle. You have some, there'll be other kabonis. It'll kill other people. So that's, Rashi means shalach. You can't be mishalach because there's a takola here. So you have to be mishalach the takola. So if the takola is, because it's Kodesh, so you have to misal takol and bring it to the gizmo. If the takola is that it is, there's a murderer here, so you have to misal the takola and bring it to Bezin to get rid of this murderer. Venire, Taisa says a different pshan de drash, the pashta de krodorish, the mashmid, the bemidi, shiochel, shalchim, ishtoi. It means you can only send away something that you can send without stepping on someone's feet. Avol Hegdish, mitzvah levi liad gizbo. But here by Hegdish is a mitzvah to bring it to the gizbo. So I just like to mention the Chsam Sefer says, what is pshat is a mitzvah levi liad gizbo? That's what else? Shabbos Aveideh. Aveda Sachicha says, what's the mitzvah to bring it to the gizbo? They said, you have to bring it to the gizbo. This is, you can't send it away. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, he says, Amir de Kazach, Dein Hefsed B'Shiluchai. Well, the whole mitzvah of Shiluch is if there's no Hefsed B'Shiluchai. Avim hu oimed ledovar acha, kegoyin la'akrove, oi lekaim by mitzvah skile, le'omra toira shalach. So the Nachlei Dvash says pshat in the Tosfos HaRosh, maybe that's pshat in Tosfos also, that means if the etzem oif is a different tafkid, that means it's oimed to be nikav. It's oimed to be killed. That is the tafkid of this oif. So memele, that prevents me from being mishaleach. That means this is a conflict of interest over here. The oif is oimid, that's the lotion that avlim oimid ladova acha kai lakrova lakai by mitzvah skila lay omra toira shalach. That means the only toira only said shalach when there's ain hefsed bishiluchai. You're not going against what the oif is oimid to be done with the oif. But here, since the oif is oimid to be nikra or to be niskal, so by sending it away, you're being mafkiya or oiker, the din that is mutala to be done with this oif.